We know many of you listen to this podcast on the go, driving to work, working out, even doing chores. Now you can get CPE credit for that time. With Earmark, you can earn free NASBA-approved CPE for listening to the Inside Public Accounting podcast. After you listen to an episode, take a quiz, and your certificate will be ready. Earmark has courses for everyone in your firm, from staff to partners. Get started today at earmark.app or download the free app on the App Store.
Welcome back to the Inside Public Accounting podcast. Today, we're digging into a really important metric. Doesn't always get the headlines that it deserves, but it's one of the most honest indicators of how accounting firms are performing: revenue per full-time employee. I'm here with my co-host, the face, the voice, and the beauty and the brains behind Inside Public Accounting, the one with the stories behind all the data. It's Chelsea Summers. Chelsea, this is a number that firm leaders see every year in the reports that you do, the research. I don't think everyone fully appreciates what it's telling them. So why do you want to spotlight this one?
So revenue per FTE, also can be called revenue per employee, cuts through a lot of the noise in the data. So I think growth numbers can look great on paper, and client hours and billing hours can feel reassuring, but neither of those data points really tells you whether a firm is becoming more efficient or just bigger. So revenue per FTE really captures the full workforce and shows how effectively a firm is translating people into revenue. And in today's environment, that really matters more than ever.
And I feel for accountants, they're drowning in data. There's so many metrics, but this feels like a metric that is magical, that it reveals so much more behind it. So you mentioned the full workforce there, Chelsea, and that seems to be important. Firms today don't look like they did even 2, 3, 5 years ago, do they?
Exactly. So firms are using a lot more offshore teams or shared services. They're using automation, non-chargeable roles like marketing, IT, data, HR. All of these people are really essential to running the firm, but they don't show up in the charge hour metrics in the same way. So revenue per FTE really brings everyone into the picture, which makes it a much more modern measure of productivity for the firm.
I'm liking that. A modern measure, a magical measure, it definitely is. And it doesn't seem like it's just financial. It's more around operating model, isn't it?
Yeah, it really reflects how well the firm's entire systems are working together.
Yeah. So let's do what the IPA does best and get into the numbers and the stories behind the numbers. So you've talked to a lot of firms. They've given you a lot of data. What did you see in 2025? Let's look back for a moment.
So in 2025, average revenue per FTE rose to $220,000, which was up from $211,000 the year before. So that's about a 4.2 increase, or nearly $9,000 more per person. On the surface, that feels really encouraging. Most of our revenue bands saw gains, which tells us firms are making progress on their pricing, on their leverage, and on their productivity.
When you say on the surface, I'm feeling like there's a book coming or a however.
Yes. So despite that growth, the revenue per FTE still didn't fully keep pace with inflation. That's right. Kind of a measure we look at. So revenue per FTE growth, and then when you overlay inflation on that, how does that look?
Yeah. So firms are improving, but it's not the improvements they want. They're still kind of running uphill.
Yeah. So this is the fourth consecutive year where that inflation adjusted performance has really lagged. But running uphill is a good way to put it. The positive news is that the gap is starting to narrow this year. So firms are regaining some of that lost ground rather than falling further behind those inflationary numbers.
Yeah.
But I think what it tells us about is that pricing discipline is improving. And firms are really being more intentional about how they deploy their people. They're still under pressure from rising costs, especially compensation.
So firms aren't running a victory lap yet. They're putting a gold medal around their neck, but they are showing signs of recovery.
Yeah, progress, not necessarily perfection yet.
Okay, so let's zoom out for a moment. If someone's been in this profession a long time, how should they think about revenue per full-time employee over the past decade? Because that's going to obviously be changing.
Yeah. So if you look back to 2014, the revenue per FTE was about $170,000. By 2019, it was just under $188,000. Then we saw some steady increases through the pandemic years, reaching $201,000 in 2022, $212,000 in 2024, and now we're at $220,000. So the trend is clearly upwards, but it hasn't always been smooth. The last few years have really been about rebuilding the momentum after a period of disruption and a lot of cost escalation.
So firms are not falling apart and staggering, but there is a certain amount of stall going on here.
That's fair. And I think we're starting to see some movement again.
So what you're really good at Inside Public Accounting is looking at the big firms, the small firms, everything in between. So let's hit firm size, because I guess this is where things start to separate.
Yeah, we do see some separation. So firms over 150 million, which is our largest revenue band, they report an average revenue per FTE of 253,000. Compare that to the firms under 5 million, which average 194,000. So our IPA best of the best, those firms came in even higher than the biggest firms at 270,000.
That's quite a big spread.
It is. And I think it really reflects some structural advantages for the larger firms. They tend to have more pricing power, some deeper specialization, and operating models that scale more effectively. They're better positioned to absorb some of the rising cost and still improve their per person revenue.
And if we were going off on a tangent here, this plays into a lot of the consolidation activity going on, the merging, the acquiring, the private equity, trying to get those areas of scale. But we'll leave that for the moment. I know you're very hot on that topic too, Chelsea. What about the middle market?
Yeah, so middle market is where it gets a little tricky. The 50 to 75 million group was actually the only band that reported a decline this year. So these firms sometimes are caught between enterprise level costs because of their size, but then they have mid-market pricing constraints. So they're feeling the squeeze on both ends more acutely.
I was just thinking that word came into my head, that squeeze. And you said before, billing rates are a great separator. Does that show up here?
Absolutely does. Firms that are commanding premium rates consistently are translating those rates into higher revenue per FTE.
Yeah.
The firms, if you break billing rates into quartiles, the firms with the highest quartile of billing rates have a revenue per FTE over 250,000. While those in the lower quartile of billing rates, it's just under 195,000. So the gap doesn't necessarily come from working people harder. It comes from pricing confidence, from client mix and clarity around their values.
And the other thing it might not come from is efficiencies and automation and things like that to squeeze more profit out of it. Accountants traditionally have always struggled with pricing. There are people I know that have made careers out of pricing for accountants. So it boils down to this, Chelsea. Revenue per full-time employees were pricing strategy meets reality.
Yeah, you could talk about pricing all day. And like you said, there are people who do.
Yes.
But this metric is really telling you whether that pricing is actually working.
So let's come back to staffing here. Firms, you mentioned they're using offshore teams. They're outsourcing more than ever. That's become widely acceptable and even best practice in some areas. How does that affect this metric?
So revenue per FTE is especially useful because it captures those decisions holistically. Offshore and non-chargeable roles can improve efficiency at the firm, but only if they're integrated thoughtfully. What we're seeing is that firms with clear role design and intentional leverage models tend to outperform other firms. The firms that are just adding headcount reactively are not seeing those same gains.
That makes sense. So it's not just about having fewer people. It's having the right structure for your people.
Exactly. The high performers are building systems, not just teams and adding headcount.
So if you're a firm owner, managing partner on the board in an accounting firm, what should you be doing with this kind of information?
Yeah, I think don't treat your revenue per FTE as a vanity metric. Use it as a diagnostic tool. So ask the questions like, are we growing revenue or just growing headcount? Are pricing increases keeping up with compensation? Does our staffing model support long-term efficiency? I think also compare yourself honestly, not just to firms your size, but firms you aspire to look like.
That makes good sense. I was taught by a mentor back in the day to dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So it is aspiring to those firms that you really want to look like. And you mentioned vanity there. There is a certain obsession, isn't there, Chelsea, about chargeable hours?
Yeah. And I think charge hours only tell part of the story, where revenue per FTE is really telling a more complete story of what's going on inside the firm.
Yeah. This has been an excellent breakdown. You've really pulled the curtain back behind revenue per full-time employee. It might not be flashy, but it is practical. It's magical. It's certainly revealing, isn't it?
It really is. It forces the firms to confront how well their strategies are translating into results.
Well, I'm excited about the next episode too, because it's going to lead nicely into this. We're going to talk about compensation in a future episode and building on what we've talked about here, revenue per full-time employee. But we know firms are spending more. We want to know where they're holding the line and how that ties back to productivity and profitability. Chelsea, as always, thank you for your insight, for your numbers, your data, and what it means for firms.
Thanks, Rob. This was fun.
Well, thanks to everyone listening. We'll see you next time on the Inside Public Accounting Podcast.